and experience art at the Northfield Arts Guild. Visit our galleries, arts festival, and take in a performance at our theater featuring a full season of dramas, comedies, and musicals. The Guild's gift shop showcases unique art from over 100 local and regional member artists. Come enjoy music from the Cannon Valley Regional Orchestra or the 411 Concert Series. We invite you to explore your creativity in one of our classes. All are welcome at the Northfield Arts Guild. To learn how you can be a part, visit northfieldartsguild.org or call 507-645-8877.
Art Zany, radio for the imagination, with your host Paula Granquist, is brought to you by the Northfield Arts Guild and by the Paradise Center for the Arts. And now, Art Zany, radio for the imagination.
Good morning, this is Paula Granquist, and you're tuned in to Art Zany, radio for the imagination. Thanks so much for listening to the show that celebrates all things creating and stories, and I'm thrilled to be able to have you here today with us, and we're going to talk about something pretty spectacular, so I can't wait. I want to introduce the topic, though, by talking about, this is going to seem like a funny stretch, but bear with me. I want to talk about a romance book I recently read that included a playlist at the front of the book. And at first, I thought this was a really clever way of listing the chapters in the book until I saw the names Justin Bieber and Beyonce on the list, and I knew that was not what was happening. And the book even included a QR code that sent you to a link on a music app. And that setup was all new to me. And I really love the collaboration possibilities combining stories and music. I might discover a new artist. A song that happens to be on that list might become a part of my life, or a new way of enjoying a story might unfold. But I don't know how I feel about reading a book and listening to music at the same time, because that's not what I do. I don't listen to music while I read. But the ladies in the book club told me the playlist was the author's way of setting the mood for the story, to get you into the groove of the story. And the music is a way to dive into that story and the world of the character. It's a song pairing, like you might pair a glass of wine with food, or pictures in a gallery to illustrate a theme, or snacks to go with a sports game. Well, I've been diving into this idea of this practice and wondering about the ways that we engage with multiple streams of information and entertainment. Is it a habit, a skill, an enhancement to the experience, maybe a distraction or a trick of the mind, or perhaps it's just simply a glorious sensory experience? What are we processing? What creates the best experience for us? Are we foolish for trying to hold all these pieces together in one experience? Or are we masters of sound, managing multiple levels of input to create one amazing world? I admit, sometimes I do not mind a little background noise when I read. I actually grew up studying with the television on. I hate to admit that, but it's true. I was half listening to some old comedy rerun after school or checking out David Letterman if I was up late at night. My family often had talk radio and the news on while we were in the kitchen. We drive with the radio on, so there are places that we have music and or voices with us as we're doing other things. Sometimes I even have the news or sports or some television show on while I'm working around the house. And maybe I want to sit in a coffee shop for the company of the sounds of mumbled chatter, dishes clanking, or an espresso machine steaming while I make my lists. I find that whatever I'm doing has some soundtrack, whether that is a furnace fan, dogs barking, lawnmowers, birds chirping, tires on the roadway, shopping carts rolling, boxes being opened, airplanes in the sky, waves on the beach, mosquitoes buzzing. Is there ever truly quiet in our lives? Maybe we're made for music of the world. Understanding how we tune in is important. Adding some sound to what you're doing is not a lot different from what you hear when you watch a movie or see a musical or attend the opera. The sound effects amplify the moment. The character voices sometimes chat, whisper, scream, sputter, squeal as events unfold. And the featured songs become key to helping us connect with the story, the emotion, and the characters. And some songs that when you hear them after the experience during the performance instantly make you think of the visuals of the movie or the show. Music takes us somewhere. So let's listen to the sounds of our life and maybe try a new practice to find out what makes the best experience for us. I think that's what we sometimes do, is we just get into habits. So I want to maybe experiment with that. What is a soundtrack that works best for you for whatever it is you might be doing? But of course, I'm going to tell you to go see a concert and listen to the sounds of the great musicians in our community and support them. Because today's show will feature a concert that showcases great songs from the world of movies, musicals, and opera. And this experience is from the fabulous Bose Strings and Contentment Community Orchestra that will highlight the music behind the story. Come join us today on ArtZany Radio to learn about the story behind the event, because that's what I like to do on the show. I want to turn up the mics and welcome my guests to ArtZany Radio. It's such a thrill to have everybody here today. Joining us in the studio, we have Lori Stegner. Welcome again to ArtZany Radio.
Hi, Paula. Thanks for having us.
It's
great to be here.
It's such a pleasure to have you back. This group has been one of my favorite groups to have on the show. They always come with some beautiful stories and some great things to share. Also joining us is Chao Trong. Welcome.
Hi, Paula. Thank you for having us.
It's such a thrill, absolutely. And Lisa Stegner, welcome again.
Thanks. It's Lisa Olson.
Lisa Olson. Yeah. Wait, I said the wrong name.
We're
I
not sisters.
No. I don't know why I did that. Oh my gosh. I'm so
no
sorry.
Worries.
I have the right name right in front of me and I looked at the wrong one. So, and joining us is Tesfa. And Tesfa's going to share his life.
Wandamagniu.
Okay. I almost had it. I was practicing last night. But I think you've said that much better. But he goes by Tesfa. That's what everybody calls him. So it's a thrill to have you. Let's start
Thank
with you and tell us a little bit about yourself and how it is that you're connected with the wonderful, fabulous Bose Strings and Contentment, which is an orchestra. And you are known for your singing and your choir and all of those things. So let us know.
Well, one night I was at Carboni's. And Peter and Lori walked in and we started talking and they started questioning me. They were like, hey, you know, what's your name? What do you do? And we were just like, we realized that we're all musicians together. And they ended up sending me an email, I guess, not long after we first met, saying, hey, would you be interested in collaborating with Bose Strings and Contentment? And I was like, absolutely.
How exciting. I think it absolutely is. Peter's a connector. Peter's out there listening to us, and he's usually in here, and it's so fabulous to have those connections happen in our community. And we can't wait to tell our listeners what you're going to be doing. It's going to be spectacular. Lisa, let's tell a little bit about your story. Peter called you one of the old members, which is really funny because the orchestra is about a year old.
We're a little over a year old, right. Yeah, but I wasn't a founding member, but I started a few concerts in.
Mm-hmm. And you play the violin.
I'm a violinist, yes. This season I am leading the second violin section, which has really been fun.
Excellent. And what do you do outside of the orchestra?
I'm doing a lot of playing these days, playing with other people, playing quartets, just for fun, sight reading quartets. I also knit.
That's a wonderful creative endeavor, yes. And a good way to practice, right? Getting things, making things and undoing things and redoing things.
Yeah, definitely unknit too.
Well, thank you for being here again. And Tron, this is your very first Chao. I said your last name. Boy, look at me today. You can tell who the dogs had me up in the middle of the night, so my sleep is not great. You tell us a little bit about how you got connected with Bose Strings and Contentment.
Yeah, I actually saw a Facebook post from Bose Strings and Contentment, and I decided to reach out to Pierre almost right away. Before that, I was, in my heart, I was really like, was really wanting to join a community orchestra. And I didn't know of the opportunity until I had saw that Facebook post. So I was very grateful that I stumbled upon it that night.
And what instrument do you play?
I play violin.
And was that something you did before, or are you learning it new?
So I played violin from elementary school all throughout high school. I did a very hard stop during college when I went to St. Olaf. That's when I really stopped, and it was collecting dust for the last 5 years. But as soon as I saw the post, I called up my mom right away. I was like, Mom, do you know where my violin is?
Awesome.
And she dug it out of the closet for me. So that's how we got started.
And that's really what's possible, right? You can do that. That's what this group makes possible.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're also connected to the community in a really incredible way that I want to make sure we highlight.
Yeah, so I'm also the owner and founder of Tin Tea.
I have to say I'm a huge fan. Oh, my daughter and I love the egg rolls on Fridays, the egg spring rolls on Fridays and Saturdays. That's one of our special treats that we always try to take in. Yeah. So good, so
that's
good.
That's so sweet. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I love being connected to the community through business. I think Tin Tea has really been a huge vessel for me to support the community in any way that I can. So I've been doing that for 3.5 years. I started when I was 19, and I was going to St. Olaf. So I opened it when I was a sophomore. It was very overwhelming. Wow. I do not recommend to any young listeners out there that are feeling very
it's a lot. College alone is enough, right?
It is, yes. And so I was very overwhelmed. I was working many, many hours every single week. It was definitely an overwhelming experience, but something that I wouldn't trade for the world.
You know what? I appreciate going there because I would never know exactly what I want, but everybody's so helpful to like encourage me to try something different, or these combinations work well together with the bubble teas. And I mean, it's just a really fun experience.
Oh, thank you for that feedback. Yeah, our team is absolutely wonderful. They do such a great job of helping everyone with our very overwhelming menu of hundreds and hundreds of items, but we do it on purpose so everyone has something that they love there.
It's fabulous. So I'm glad you're here, and it's wonderful that you're doing something, you know, that I think that's something you find in Northfield a lot. You meet people and then you find out, oh, they do that too. Oh my gosh, they can do that. There's like all kinds of things that people are involved in, and it's so much fun to see all the different sides of people and live in a place that allows that to blossom. Mm-hmm. I think that's what makes Northfield incredible. Mm-hmm. And Lori, this orchestra has just continued to grow.
Yes.
Which is really exciting. So tell us about the growth and development that's happened in the over a year that you've been, which is a very short time.
It's a very short time, right? Yeah. No, it's been great. We've new people like Chow, I would say that the music we choose, we've been able to elevate it a bit. As you know, we have a wide range of players, and that's part of our story. And but just everybody, I just see so many people that they're just so all in. They they love coming, working through the music, doing their best to learn. We have great leaders like Lisa. It's just fun watching it.
Yeah, and what was the number from 17 when you began?
Yep, about 30 strong right now.
Yep. Which is an incredible. Yeah. I think when you have been on the show before and you've talked about, you thought maybe you'd have a few, you know, little trios or
that was the original. That was the original plan. Yeah,
and there's a need, you know, and people want this type of music in something that's accessible and accepts everybody at every stage, which makes it beautiful. Folks, we got to mention their concert. I want to get that date out there. Bow Strings and Contentment Orchestra. The spring concert is Sunday, March 9th at 6 p.m. That is at the Grand Event Center. The doors open at 5, though, if you want to come in and have some supper, get your seats, enjoy the evening, meet some new folks. Never know what connections you might find or what hidden talents somebody might have. The dining will be open from 5 to 8, and 6 o'clock is when this concert begins. It is a free concert with donations welcome, and it is, I've been to everyone, and I just absolutely am a fan of this group, so I'll be there as well. It'll be very exciting to see everyone. Let's talk about what makes it work for the players. So let's get your perspective on how an orchestra is able to blend those everyone from first lessons, you know, learning or reconnecting again with an instrument, to those that play in many other groups. Let's start with you, Lisa. What do you think it is that makes it work for the players in Bow Strings and Contentment?
Well, one of the things that makes it work is that Lori is our arranger. She arranges our pieces to make them accessible to everybody. So we don't just have two violin sections. We have three violin sections. So the standard first violins and a fairly standard second violin. And then she arranges a third violin part for those that aren't as advanced or just started a year ago or have only been playing for a few years, but they still get to participate.
And make music together, right?
And make music together, yeah. And I think you also do a second cello part.
Sometimes. Yeah, it depends on the piece, yeah.
Yeah, so it really becomes much more accessible than it would be otherwise. Some of us, like I have some orchestra experience, not a lot, but when I was in high school, I went to music camp and was able to play in a symphony orchestra and string orchestras and got that experience of how a group works together and getting the bowings together and leading. And some people have been playing even for a while, but they don't have the background in that. So it really helps to have all of us come together and we support each other with the skills that we have.
And that it makes a big difference when you have that encouragement and you can rely on people to say, wait, my string just did this. What is happening?
Exactly.
Or my bow, something's wrong. Or maybe I'm holding it wrong. Or, mm-hmm. you know, some adjustments that can mm-hmm. be made to make it happen. How has that been for you if you're coming back to it? And was it hard to practice the instrument again and, you know, think about coming together in an orchestra?
Yeah, it was definitely hard to first incorporating practice back into my weekly routine. Mm-hmm. Just finding time for it, and like in high school, it was very easy because we would just kind of show up to a 1 hour a day class,
and that's your practice.
And yeah. That's my practice for the day. But for this, being able to find a little bit of time every single day during you know, in such a busy world, like we were talking about in the beginning, with all the noise and everything happening, it can be a little hard, but it's very, very worth it because all of our pieces are just so fun. Like, I feel so excited to practice and be able to pick up my instrument again. So, and I feel like that's not something that I had in high school as much because maybe it was, I don't know, maybe exhaustion, or I was just doing it for the credit maybe some days it felt like. But now it's really a choice. Like, playing my instrument is a choice that I get to make every day, and I'm very grateful for that. Along with that, I think great section leaders. I mean, Lisa has been an amazing section leader for our second violins. And she's just been so sweet and encouraging. And I think going off of the point Lisa was making before about accessibility, I think when you come into our space and you get to come and practice with us, you feel very welcomed. Mm-hmm. And when you feel welcomed, you feel a lot more confident to ask questions like we were talking about, play the wrong notes every once in a while and just mm-hmm. try. At least you're trying. And so being able to come into the space with confidence that everyone is going to be encouraging no matter what, I think that is huge and makes all the difference.
Yeah, I agree. That's one thing I've noticed about the group. You can feel it when they're in their performances, that energy comes back to the audience, that they're positive and encouraging. We do have a sample of one of the pieces. I heard that, Lisa, this was one of yours, Blue Danube Waltz, one of your
yes.
favorites. So tell us about being able to play this with the group.
Oh, my goodness. This piece goes to my bone marrow.
Oh, wow.
I spent a few years living in Vienna, and this piece has its heart and roots in Vienna.
Mm.
And I've heard it my whole life. And to be able to actually play some of these notes that I've heard for so long... what I didn't realize when I heard it, as much as I've heard it, the second violins get to be the magic in this piece. We start out at the very beginning, just the second violins, and to me it sounds like the sun reflecting off of the calm water.
Mm.
It just sparkles. And then a little later we get to do... I don't know how to describe it. So string crossings where we go dooty 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 dooty, and again, to me, it's just the glimmer within the piece.
Well, we should listen to a little sample of that for our audience. This version is it's a Johann Strauss piece, and this is from the Hal Leonard Orchestra, arranged by Robert Longfield. But is this particular one arranged? Lori, did you do some?
I did not do our arrangement.
Okay.
Somebody.
And this is for those. Oh, maybe I'll have people guess where they've heard this before. We'll do that. What movie or opera or what musical is that? Those are the three things
that we're
focusing on. Yeah, so here we go. This is Blue Danube. Blue Danube, and I wonder if you were able to catch what tune or what music where you've heard that music before. You've probably heard it in a lot of different places, but this is from 2001 Space Odyssey, and so that is something that you might recognize. That's the kind of music you might hear, which is, I think it makes it kind of fun to go to a concert like this where you can see things that make you connect with another, like, oh, I remember where I was when I heard that, or I saw that music, or made it a part of your world. And this is also a performance on the screen. You can see the notes and see all the different parts too, which is something that not everybody always gets to see. And I think that's something that, reading music comes back. Let's talk to you, Tesfa, about reading music and working, because you work with students a lot too. The students that come to St. Olaf are, because you teach there, right?
I used to be a professor at St. Olaf.
Yes.
You got that right.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. So you're doing other things now.
Yeah.
You're still, of course, conducting and...
Still making music. This has been my outlet, actually. I hadn't been doing a lot of singing. And then when Peter and Lori approached me, I was like, this is a perfect opportunity for me to start back singing again. Good. And singing some big solo works and stuff like that.
Yeah, because that's what probably what you're known for. And tell me a little bit about rehearsals and what your approach is to rehearsing, especially when you're with an orchestra, because that's a whole nother experience.
Be humble and be nimble.
Humble and nimble.
Yeah.
Good.
just come in, and our conductor, Laura, is...
Yes, that's a big shout out to Laura.
Yes, yeah. Laura couldn't be here. She's receiving an award for her horse riding, her other passion.
Oh, wow.
National award, no less. Wow. Yes. She's in Reno right now.
That's another story about people that have all of these talents and skills and passions in Northfield.
Laura's tireless. Yeah.
And that's fabulous. So hello, Laura, if you're listening.
Hey, Laura.
So let's talk about being a singer that's working with an orchestra and how you... Because, you can learn your song, but then you've got to also play well together.
Yeah, and that's the part of the humility comes in. Just being like, Laura, you are running the show. I am singing. However you think this phrase should go, working well with the orchestra. She knows the orchestra way better than I do as an outsider coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just like, I'm following your lead, Laura. And nimble is just being able to adjust to different tempi that we have throughout the process. One of the songs that we're performing together, Make Them Hear You, there's some adjustments in tempo throughout the piece. And it's like, ooh, well, we got to move a little bit quicker here, slow it down here. And the members have been responding beautifully. So it's been great to be a part of the process.
Well, I can't wait. You are going to sing for us a little bit.
Yeah, I got y'all.
Okay. So I think maybe we'll wrap up with that because I expect it's going to be kind of amazing.
A little bit.
Yeah. A little bit.
A lot.
So that we'll definitely hear about. And I think that's something that, you know, is pretty incredible that the orchestra is doing this and bringing new experiences to the orchestra concert. And you want to talk about how you've decided that that's who you are as an orchestra?
Oh, sure. Yeah. We've had a couple soloists. Mm-hmm. That was something we introduced a couple concerts ago. And so Tesfa, when we met him, what'd you call yourself? A recovering opera singer? Yeah. So he's got his amazing voice with this amazing moving song. So when Laura and I picked music, first of all, this category, like, it's vast. There was so much to sift through. Mm-hmm. So we look towards different styles, different emotions, how we pair the music together so that it's not just a whole bunch of slow songs. Mm. And so it's really great to hear Chao say that she loves the selections because we worked really hard. You know, we went down different paths and then ended up coming up with the group of songs that we chose.
And you've also, for the concert coming up, again, I want to remind you so you get that on your calendars. It's this Sunday, the 9th of March at 6 p.m., but the doors open at the Grand Event Center at 5, where you can have dinner, mingle, enjoy each other's company, and then the food's available till 8, so if you want to get there a little bit late, you can eat after the concert, too. It's a lovely place to have it, because you've got a little bit of a stage area, and in past concerts, you've had, you know, different groupings of instruments or different performers from the community. And that's not different than this concert. You've got three acts. Tell us about how you structured it.
This concert, a couple things are really exciting. One of our violinists said, hey, I'd like to do a solo. So she's doing something from Lord of the Rings with the orchestra accompanying. We have another chamber group doing a Haydn piece. I don't remember what that's affiliated with. And then I play with a quintet. Laura and I and Lisa do a quintet. And so we're doing a couple of things. We're doing a piece from an opera. And then we're, as you know, we always do a sing-along. And this year it is Lean on Me with Tesfa leading.
Oh.
I think most people know the song. Peter sent a clip if you want to play it, but we all know the Bill Withers Lean on Me.
You know what? I'm looking for the spot where Rich highlighted my... Here we go. I just found it. Okay. So we do have Lean on Me. So let me go ahead and pull that up. And tell us about arranging it for your orchestra, how that
went. Well, the Lean on Me is with our quintet.
Oh, right.
So I arranged it so that it would fit the Bill Withers key, the Bill Withers vocal line. But then, just so you know, at the end, the instrumentalists break out into kind of a wild thing.
Oh, no.
So we'll save that for later.
Okay. So this is one where folks, which has been the tradition in every concert you've had.
Encouraged to sing.
And thankfully, you have the lyric sheets on the table, so correct, that most of us that know the chorus but maybe don't know the rest.
Right.
And there's no requirement of having to like be a professional singer.
No,
it's just for the joy, right? Do you want to add something? Yeah.
Well, yeah. I actually grew up watching the movie Lean on Me. My mom was an elementary school principal.
Oh.
And so we watched Lean on Me all the time. And the Bill Withers song came out, I think, in 1972. Lean on Me, the movie, came out in 1989. Mm. So years later, but the scene where in the movie where they sing the song, Joe Clark, the principal of the school, Eastside High School, had just given a big, you know, pep rally speech to the students who were about to take the standardized test. And the choir director comes out on the stage after getting a few pitches, and she sings "Sometimes in Our Lives." Mm. And just after a few seconds of singing, the whole audience, the entire auditorium erupts in "Lean on Me."
Oh.
and you just hear everybody singing together. And so that's what we expect at the Grand. So we had to set the scene for you.
Well, I don't know if we can do quite that beautifully, but we'll all participate. So let's take a listen and hear a little bit about this song. Just a version. We'll play a few seconds of it, a minute or so of it on Art Zany Radio. You knew that song. It is absolutely classic, and it'll be fun. We get to provide a little bit more of round out that sound, and it makes it so fun to have an audience participation in a concert, which is something that especially because you guys do a lot of the songs that are for, the holidays or, events where there are a lot of opportunities mm-hmm. for us. Because there's not concerts like that in our community, but you guys provide that. That's one of the spaces that you occupy that's pretty beautiful. And so that's just an example. But then I think one of the other things that you guys do that I think is pretty incredible is you're bringing in other performers. And this one is really special because you have some dancers with the orchestra.
We do.
Unexpected, right?
Yes. We're doing a tango.
I love tango music. Yeah. I don't think there's a tango song that I hear that I just don't. There's the emotion, right? Is so in the music notes, even if it's not on the page, it's there in the sound.
Right.
Tell me about managing that as an orchestra when you want people to bring out that emotion, but they got to stay in tune and they got to stay together and find the right pace. That's a hard thing.
Right. Yeah. We just rehearsed La Compresita. That's the tango with the dancers from Carlton. And we found we had to up our tempo.
They were moving too fast?
We were not fast enough.
Ah.
Yeah. So we rehearsed it on Tuesday right before the blizzard started. And it's going to be awesome to watch. We timed out the ending, so there's some drama there at the end. And it's going to be fun.
That's excellent. And these dancers, let's see, somewhere I had the names.
They're from the Carlton Ballroom Dancing Group, I think.
Yes. It's the Carlton Ballroom Dance Team.
Okay.
And I've got the names here. It is Daphne Arat and Artem Yushko.
Yes.
And I have not seen them dance before, but one of my friend's daughters was on the team for a long time, and so they are just a great group of kids, and they're adults now, I should say that. I feel everybody looks younger these days. But to have a dance with the orchestra, mm-hmm. is that different than with singing, you know, when you're, because they're doing mm-hmm. something... I would just be curious how you are able to rehearse that and practice that, so you nail that.
Right. Yeah.
Especially so, the tango.
The tango, yeah. So here's one big difference is Tesfa's piece and, you know, our experience with the other singers, like Tesfa said, nimble. There's up and down a little bit with the tempo to make, you know, because if it's all flat, it's a little... you know, tedious, especially the emotion in your piece.
Mm-hmm.
But the dancers need steady tempo. So we actually practiced with the metronome going the other night.
I remember practicing with one of those.
Yeah. because the emotion is in what you see, but they need the steadiness. Mm-hmm. That's my take on it.
That is a really good interpretation. And we have this song that you're going to be playing. Mm-hmm. This is, let's see if I can get this right, La Comparsita.
Mm-hmm.
That's close. Mm-hmm. It's a Gerardo Matos. This is four-string quartet arranged by Arturo Hernandez. And it's students from the Young Artists Orchestra playing, which is another group, which I just love because you can see that they have professional musicians paired in this quartet mm-hmm. with students learning. And there's just so much fun stuff out there that you can find with music. It's just really wonderful. And I love a good tango. So anything else we should know about the tango from the players? How has it been rehearsing that and having the dancers? Because you probably learned the song without the dancers, and then bringing them on board probably made it a little different. Because that's the first time that this orchestra has done that, as far as I know.
It is. It's the first time we've played with dancers, and dancers are notorious for needing a certain tempo
mm-hmm.
because they know what they need for their steps and for their emotions and their movements. And yeah, we ended up speeding it up quite a bit. So which was fine. We actually accomplished it. We mm-hmm, were able to do it
within that rehearsal.
Mm-hmm. Within that mm-hmm. rehearsal, yeah. She set the metronome mm-hmm. and off we went.
Mm-hmm. Laura has a lot of tricks, I think. She's always so good at bringing that.
She's amazing.
And I think that's one thing I love too about the orchestra. If you come a little bit early, because normally you don't really get to see the warm-ups, but sometimes you are on the stage together, and I think for kids to see that, that's important for them to know that you are practicing up until the performance, and that you're tuning your instruments, that you're trying to, you know, get your breaths and get yourself calmed down and into the moment. And that's a part of the process too. So I think it's really fun. But let's listen to this music, because I think you're going to absolutely love it. This is La Comparsita. I'm going to do that again because I missed that first moment. Let's see, I got to go back because it doesn't start right away. So here we go.
Thank you.
Tango, doesn't it make you feel like dancing? And that's what music can do. Interestingly, everybody here was talking while we were listening to that play that that is in fact the pace they were practicing, but that was the slow pace mm-hmm. that you were practicing. So everybody out there who's in the orchestra the snow stopped them from coming to rehearsal should be ready to, what did you say, how fast do they have to go?
130.
130. And for those of us, tell me what that means.
130 beats per minute.
Beats per minute. Yeah. Yep. So that they can get that right. So if they have a metronome at home, they can set it up and get those fingers flying. Mm-hmm. What else? Tell me what's the favorite part of being a part of the orchestra? What have you noticed about your playing or the people around you or just this? What has this community of players done to when being together for this year or however long you've been a part of it? Do you want to start and tell us a little for your story?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that something I really appreciate about our orchestra is how much care we put into listening to each other's parts. Mm. I think that often when we're so focused on ourselves and making sure that we have the right intonation or we have the right rhythm going, it can be really, really hard to pay attention to anything else. So being able to, and I think Laura does a really great job of this, of being like, okay, now at this part, listen to the cellos, or at this part, listen to violin ones. And being able to pay attention to those parts makes you a better player and makes the whole orchestra just mesh a lot better together.
Mm-hmm. That makes mm-hmm. your sound, I think, richer too, if you're able to know your part well enough to be able to hear, that's my clue to jump in because the cellos just did this. Mm-hmm. Now it's my turn. So if the pace gets just slightly off because of nerves or, mm-hmm. You know, just something in the way the sound is bouncing in the room or whatever it might be, you know what to listen for. That's important. How about for you, Lisa? What has the experience added to your world? Even if you play in all these other things, you keep playing for Bowstrings and Contentment. Oh, Mike.
It's added tremendously. The music is so accessible, I can really get it. I mean, I really can nail it. Mm-hmm. And I also play in the Cannon Valley Regional Orchestra.
Another great orchestra in our community.
It's wonderful, but the playing level is much higher. And I get what I can get and try to not get in the way otherwise. but in Bowstrings and Contentment, I really feel like I can make a contribution. It's given me good things to practice. It's given me a place to go on Tuesday nights that is worthwhile. I mean, being at rehearsals is always worthwhile. Mm-hmm. Laura is very detail oriented, which she has said that the wow factor is in the details. Mm. It's in the articulation. It's in the dynamics. It's not just flat playing it, but it's listening to each other. Mm-hmm. And it's getting those nuanced things that really make a difference. And I appreciate that so much.
I love to hear that you all like to show up for rehearsal, because yes. That is a huge thing, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, It helps the orchestra sound better, and it makes the audience can hear that too when you enjoy being with each other and each mm-hmm. other's company.
And we do. Laura sets the tone, mm-hmm. and it's a welcoming, happy tone. Happy's kind of lame, but that's the only thing I can think of right now. Yeah, a definite welcoming, accepting. Maybe that's what it is. There's no blame. There's no shame. We're all there to do the best we mm-hmm. can do, and it's wonderful.
Yeah, and I think that's probably something that happens. You know, some nights you have a night that's everything just, I bet, clicks, and you're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And then other nights you're like, what is wrong? My finger just, I was supposed to do that, and it didn't.
You got it.
And so to have a place where you can go and be your, that this is how I'm showing up, and, you know, help me figure out what to do if this happens to me, right? Because mm-hmm. I think that, you know, I've certainly learned in life, oh my goodness, that microphone just does not want to play well, does it? It is sinking. Let's see, because we want to get this set up now. I'll try and get
that. With that.
Yeah, we'll get it tightened up there maybe so that Tesfa can do his part for us. Or you can back up a little bit if you need to. That's so strange. That is, I don't know what is going on.
Yeah, and I wanted to also just put in that Peter is just an amazing orchestra manager. Like, he always keeps us updated. He gives us all the details that we need to make sure that we're coming into rehearsal prepared, whether we practice before or not. Knowing what to expect, I think, is a huge factor of making sure that we're all on the same page right even before we step into the room. So,
Yeah, everybody has to do their part. Oh, my goodness. I don't know what to tell you. Let's see. Maybe we fold it up a little bit. Okay.
Oh, nobody
breathe. No, you can't see that on the radio. But magic happened. Yeah, I think that's pretty incredible. And tell me, Tesfa, for you, you've done a lot of performances. You've been, you know, part of all kinds of different groups. So what's the feeling been for you to be in the room with the folks from Bowstrings and Contentment?
Oh, it's been a joy. I had taken a pause from performing, and to get back into it with Bowstrings and Contentment and my choir that I sing with, Singers in Accord, I missed it.
Yeah. What does making music do for you?
It's soul filling. Mm. You know, it's great for my mental health. You know, making music, collaborating in this way has been healing. Mm. And I feel honored to be able to join Bowstrings and Contentment.
Now, tell me if you had a part in picking this song, or were you able to come and make the selection?
We met at Goodbye Blue Monday.
We did, yes.
Another great Northfield place.
Yes, yes.
And what? How did you come to that this was the right?
So originally, Peter and I had thought about this opera song that we really like, and we didn't even know if it was in his range. And so when we sat down, we asked him, he said, nah, not really. Mm. And then he said, how about this song? And we listened to it and was like, oh, wow. Yeah.
So tell us a little about your connection to the song and why it is that's the one you wanted to perform. It's called Make Them Hear You, which I did go out and listen to. And I was like, whoa, this is going to be spectacular. So tell us a little more.
It's from the musical Ragtime. Mm. Which won Best Original Score. I have my notes here so I can actually put...
that works. Nobody on the radio knows.
I won't use the notes. I'll just talk about it from my heart.
Mm.
I feel like the piece of music really speaks to anybody who's demanding justice and wants to be heard and knows that there's a bigger story out there, and there are ways that we can go about it. And in this particular moment, Cole House, the character, is making a compromise, and he's demanding justice, and he says that there's a bigger story than black or white, you know. And just to give you some of the words, I do have some of the words pulled up here. Go out and tell our story. Let it echo far and wide. Make them hear you. How justice was our battle and how justice was denied. Make them hear you. And say to those who blame us for the way we chose to fight that sometimes there are battles which are more than black or white. And I could not put down my sword when justice was my right. Make them hear you.
Oh, that we need to hear that now. So you're going to do an excerpt for us from the song.
Yeah.
So whenever you're ready, I'll try to get the mic to do its the right thing here. So go ahead and start when you can. I'm going to turn off mine and then you can take a couple breaths and get yourself situated.
Go out and tell the story. Let it echo far and wide. Make them hear you.
make them hear you. How justice was our battle and how justice was denied. Make them hear you. Make them hear you. And say to those who blame us for the way we chose to fight, that sometimes there are battles which are more than black or white. And I could not put down my sword when justice was my right. Make them hear you. Make them hear you.
Oh, I think, yeah. Woo! I got some chills there. That is a beautiful song, and I cannot wait to hear it in person with the orchestra. How lucky are we in our community to have so much talent and to be able to come together like this. I want to remind you, it is Sunday, March 9th, 2025, 6 p.m. the music starts, 5 o'clock the doors open at the Grand Event Center, 316 Washington Avenue in Northfield. This is Bo's Strings and Contentment, just an incredible orchestra. I'll be there, so I can't wait to meet and tell us that you heard it on Art Zany Radio. It'd be fun to know how many of you found out about the concert from that. Thank you, everybody, for being here today. Any last things we need to add?
Well, I will just say one thing in our middle act is Northfield's banjo master, Helen Forsythe.
Oh, yes, we forgot to mention
Helen.
Yeah,
Helen's going to be singing and playing I'll Fly Away, and Elliot Kitchios is going to play fiddle with her.
Oh, that'll be a treat as well. An incredible another. I love how you're bringing all these different ways of making music together to the stage. So thank you, Lori Stegner, Lisa Olson, Chow Trong, and Tesva. We're going to leave it.
You got it right.
Thank you. Folks, this is Art Zany Radio for the Imagination. I've got a couple quick announcements for you. Another event coming up this week, I want to be sure and mention, is the Culture Crew Story Hour. That's at Armory Square, March 20th, 2025. I've had the privilege of being a part of developing this program. This is the first one. It starts at 6 with a happy hour in the Tiki Bar, and at 7, the storytelling begins at the Lowdown. The theme is, I know it's in here. It's Fresh Start. There we go. Going to have featured storyteller Oliver Casillas. Martha Larson and Brian Johnson are going to provide music. They're over yonder. And we've got a lineup of great stories from people's lives in Northfield. We'd like you to try to connect and get together and just, you know, hear, learn a little bit about each other. I've also got an event. I've got so many notes here that my notes are all mixed up. Happening, it is part of the 411 concert series with the Northfield Arts Guild, and they have an incredible singer. It's the singer's voice, and oh goodness, where are my notes? I'm sorry, Pauline, I know I printed them. Let's see, that's not that one. It's not that. Here we go. This is the one. And it is happening at... That's not the right one either, folks.
It's on the 16th, that I know.
You know, okay, go ahead and jump in for me there, Lori. It's on the 16th. I want to get the name of the singer out there.
I can't remember.
I wonder if got left on the printer. That would be a terrible thing to have done. Unless it's this page right here. Let's see. No.
Yes,
Thomasina,
yes,
thank you so
thank
much.
You,
tell us, say that again. I had your mic off.
Thomasina, I believe, is singing, and it's
Dan Chouinard.
Dan Chouinard,
yeah.
Yes, and I've been to the other singers' voices, and it is just an amazing journey through their life, through their stories, through all of they just kind of improv a little bit. They have some songs they plan. Dan's so talented, she can say, the performer can say, oh, but I thought of it, and he just goes on the keyboard and he knows it. It's very intimate. It's an experience that, you know, just is an astounding night. So I'm sorry, Pauline, I know I had that. Northfield Arts Guild, you can get the information, northfieldartsguild.org. It's at the theater in Northfield, and something you don't want to miss. I'm so glad you knew that name. Oh, my goodness. anyway, so make sure that you get that and get your tickets. You can get those online now at the Guild or online. And it's a night of great entertainment, really worth it. Also want to mention there is a new campaign for KYMN Radio. It is part of our way of trying to help us with some major repairs that need to happen on the radio tower. And those costs of those repairs came in far higher than we anticipated, like really far higher than we anticipated. It is all about supporting local radio, and you can go to kymnradio.net, click on the Support Local Radio button, you'll get all the details, look on social media, or you can even go to gofundme.com, search KYMN. They've got a couple of events coming up. Monday, March 10th is a kickoff for this GoFundMe kickoff, and that's at Imminent Brewing, so you'll want to join us there. There's some fun prizes for you. Just come out and meet everybody from KYMN. I think you'll be surprised. There's lots of great places. Rich Larson, our fabulous station owner, is doing some incredible things to help us stay local and independently programmed. And there's another event connected to this, the Brunch at the Grand, on Saturday, March 22nd. So you'll want to get that on your calendar as well. You can always visit kymnradio.net to get all the details. So there's a lot happening in our community. Get out there. Go join somebody for some fabulous sounds and music, and come together to just make something beautiful happen. It happens all the time, and you are part of the reason, and we want to see you there. So, folks, please enjoy your imagination, and always remember to add some art zany to your life. In the meantime, till next time.
You've been listening to Art Zany, Radio for the Imagination, with your host, Paula Granquist. Art Zany is brought to you each week by the Northfield Arts Guild and by the Paradise Center for the Arts in Faribault. The Paradise Center for the Arts is a vibrant cultural and artistic gathering spot in historic downtown Faribault. The Paradise is committed to offering high-quality visual and performing art opportunities for Faribault and our region. Regular events spotlight some of the best artists and musicians in our area and throughout Minnesota and the Upper Midwest. Our beautifully restored facility includes art galleries, classrooms, clay and textile labs, a gift shop and rehearsal spaces, in addition to a 300-seat auditorium. Visit ParadiseCenterForTheArts.org for a full schedule of events or call our box office at 507-332-7372.
95.1.
The One.